An old broken rifle repaired and ready to use. I've just returned from a squirrel hunt, but there's more to it than just that. Check it out on this episode of Outdoors with Sean Merrill.
That's a good shot.
Well, recently I got to go on a squirrel hunt, and it's late in the season, and it was the last hunt of the year when it comes to squirrels, because it was on the last day of February. And in our area, our squirrel season ends at the end of February. Now, you know, I'll squirrel hunt throughout the year, and throughout the year I'll use different guns to go squirrel hunting with. So in the fall, I'll take my shotguns, one of my shotguns. I'll either take a 20 gauge or I like to shoot my 410 gauge a lot of times when I go squirrel hunting. And the reason why is because all the leaves are on the trees. And the squirrels are really easy to spot because they're up there and they're eating the acorns and they're eating the hickory nuts and cutting them, and they're falling on the ground, the pieces, you can hear them. You can see the leaves move and everything, but they're moving around real fast. And if you have a rifle, and I take a rifle sometimes, but with a shotgun, you're able to catch them running and running through the leaves, and you have more success, or I do, with a shotgun. So I'll take that a lot of times in the fall. Now in the winter, when it's late winter, like it was the other day, the last day of February, there is no leaves on the trees. And all of the mast crop, you know, the acorns and the hickory nuts, they've all fallen, or the squirrels have taken them all off already. So you'll find most of the squirrels will be running around on the ground, digging up the acorns and the hickory nuts that they had buried the fall before to eat on through the winter. And so what that means is when you're slipping through the woods, I mean, they can spot you. And you know, if you're in a section of woods that you hunt a lot, and our woods we hunt quite a bit, you know, the squirrels can kind of get a little bit leery. And so they can spot you from a long distance away. And especially if it's been really dry like it was the other day and you're trying to walk through the leaves, I mean, it sounds like you're walking on potato chips, you know. And so they can hear you, they can see you. So what you'll do most of the time, or what I do, is I'll spot up at a place or set up at a place and sit there and let the woods kind of settle down. When the squirrels get active again, I've got my rifle and I can reach out there a pretty good long ways in order to harvest that squirrel. Now, so what rifle do I take? Well, I have a 17 HMR that I use. Well, I just love that gun. And I mean, it can really reach out there and just drive a tack, you know, at 150 yards, 200 yards. Got a really nice scope on it. And so it's a bolt action. A lot of times I'll take that. I really like using it. It shoots really true, and it's just a really nice rifle. I've had it for a long time. But this last squirrel hunt I went on, and on a few others throughout this year, I took my .22 long rifle. Now this gun is a very special rifle to me. I've had this since I was a kid. So I'm not gonna say a long, long time ago. We'll just say a long time ago. But I've had it ever since I was a youngster. I mean, it even has a picture of a squirrel right here on the stock. And if that doesn't tell you it's not a squirrel rifle, I don't know what does, but has a little picture of a squirrel there on the stock. You know, it's been used. You know, it's got a lot of scratches right here on the stock, a lot of scratches here on the forearm, even a little few scratches in the middle, even though I keep it as clean as possible. But what you probably notice the most is this spot right here on the neck right here. I mean, you see there's two self-tapping screws that are screwed down in there. There's two other screws below them. The stock completely broke off of this rifle, and there was wood putty put in there, and then it was screwed back together, and it is sound, you know. And my father did that when I was young. I think I dropped the rifle. Man, I was really upset, but he was able to fix it. And, you know, and even though it's been, you know, a little tattered and a little torn and and broken up into pieces, it is still worthy to take on a squirrel hunt. And so I just love using this rifle. And even though the squirrel season is ended for this year, I cannot wait to get this old rifle back out again next year. You know, this old rifle has me thinking, if my dad could take something that was broken and glue it back together and it still works, could God do the same with us? Listen, we all have a story. Some might be rougher around the edges than others, but the bottom line is, because of our sin, we are all broken people. But God doesn't discard us, does He? He doesn't just throw us away because we're all messed up. No, He works in our lives to bring us back to Him, to sanctify us, to use us and our testimonies of brokenness and His healing to help others and accomplish whose? His will. Listen to this from Isaiah 66:2. It says, "All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word." In our brokenness, we recognize our need for a Savior, don't we? We come to an understanding of the power and authority of God, and that sheds a light on who we are, humbling us to our knees. You know, we know that we cannot do this life on our own. We turn to the Lord for His strength. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." You know, as strange as it may sound, God's power is on full display when we are at our lowest. How else could we survive the terrible things we are going through if not for God and His strength? Your story of how God has saved you and put you back together will be a testimony to others who are dealing with similar issues and similar struggles. Lots of memories come to mind when I look at this gun. But you know, this scripture speaks the loudest. He heals the brokenhearted and bounds up their wounds. Psalms 147:3. Are you broken? Are you worn out and in need of repair? Call upon Jesus, the only one who can save you. Confess your sins to Him and ask Him to become the Lord of your life. And then let us show you how to take that next step in following Jesus. Go to follow.lifeword.org and learn what it means to be a fully devoted follower of Christ. If you're not doing it already, you should follow LifeWord on social media sites like Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram so you can catch more episodes like this one. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.